Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with Wall Street Reporter. Joining me today is David Camp, CEO of Key Technology, which trades on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol KTEC. That's K-Tech on the NASDAQ exchange. And Key Technologies designs, manufactures, and markets process automation systems for food and other industries. Thanks for joining me today, David.
Thank you very much for allowing me to talk with you this morning.
Great. Start off by telling us about the company's recent acquisition of minority interest in the company Prodatech.
Yes, we announced 2 days ago that we have acquired a minority position in a company that is based in Bordeaux, France, called Prodatech. We did this because we believe that the pharmaceutical industry is continuing to look for ways to improve the quality and the safety of their products. And we already had a pharmaceutical business that we call Symetics as part of our business here. We saw this was an opportunity for us to expand our reach beyond where we were. Our current product offering primarily is committed to the soft gel pharmaceutical products, and Prodatech has been committed to two-piece capsules and tablets. And we saw that the technology that we have lined up very well with the technology that they had, and we believe that the two businesses going forward gave the pharmaceutical, the solid-dose pharmaceutical industry a one-place, a one-shop stopping or one-stop shopping opportunity for them to improve the quality and the safety of their products. So we started talking with Prodatech about 9 months ago, and we just completed the discussions with them, which gives us an opportunity to look at a number of ways that we can work together and then make a decision at some time in the future as to how we might either increase the equity holding or buy the company entirely. So we're very excited about this opportunity to that we announced the other day.
Great. And in terms of the company's other growth plans, will these be primarily organic, or would you consider other strategic acquisitions?
We're going to continue to look at a number of strategic acquisitions. There's a whole lot of possibilities out there right now. As businesses, a number of businesses have become weaker in this recession, and we've had a chance to look at a number of opportunities, most of which we have not proceeded on, but we will continue to look at opportunities that we think allows us to be stronger when this recession is over. We also have continued to, 2 years ago, we made a commitment to increase our R&D spending as a percent of sales, and we raised that R&D spending to approximately $8 million a year, and we've maintained that commitment in this year as well. We believe that the new products that we've been introducing, which is, I believe last year we introduced 5 new products, I think we'll introduce at least that number this year, maybe more, positions us so that the customers know, even in these times, that we're continuing to seek solutions to improve their cost positions, improve their productivity, and specifically improve their food safety. And as you know, our new federal administration is very concerned about a number of food safety areas. We're the only North American company that has products that are addressing food safety situations. So we believe that we are in a terrific situation in this particular recession, that we're going to be looked upon as a solution provider to help reduce the risk that a number of food companies have in terms of their food safety.
And Key Technology recently introduced a redesigned basket wash for fresh-cut produce. The other products include optical sorters and vibratory conveyors. Can you talk a little bit about some of your products and some of the uses?
Yeah, the basket wash is a very important issue. In leafy green vegetables, one of the things that's really important is not only do you want to remove the contaminants from the field, But at the same time, you don't want to take the contaminants that may be on one set of the products and then wash those contaminants over other products. So we have a very, very sound filtration system that removes the contaminants so that you can still get a high use of the water, but it takes the contaminants from one of the parts of the field and don't spread it over the rest of the field. So we're very excited about the new basket washer. The other things that we've been working on are the high-volume sorter that we came out with, and now we have a high-volume sorter that has we have one that's devoted to processed fruits and veg, and now we have one that's also committed to potatoes. These are high-volume, high-capacity machines that have been accepted very well in the marketplace because the customers are able to get capabilities in terms of the quality of the sort and the uptime from these machines that nobody's ever been able to present to the marketplace. Some of the other things that we've also done is we've just recently come up with a comprehensive online training program that allows our customers to basically dial in and ensure that their workers are trained. We give them the scores. We let them know how well their workers have done in terms of understanding how to operate the equipment in their facilities. First time anybody in our industry has done anything like that. The other thing we've done is we've come up with something called FM Select, which stands for it's called FM Alert, excuse me, which stands for Foreign Material Alert. And what this basically does is if there are particular foreign materials that the customer wants to know about and stop the processes, we can now do that automatically. And let me give you an example. Glass is a big issue in food products or, in fact, in pharmaceuticals as well. A number of our customers, if we detect glass in a line, which we can detect, they want to stop the line immediately and find out what the source is, because glass is one of those things that has obviously, if people ingest it, it's a real serious health issue. So we've done a number of things to meet the product requirements and meet the more exacting product safety issues that our customers are looking for, and we continue to innovate. So I'm very excited, even in this period of time, that we continue to come out with some really exciting and exactly the products that the customers are looking for.
So, yeah, describe some of the other developing trends that you see in the market and how well positioned is the company to take advantage.
The issues that we continue to see are what used to happen is there was, I'll call it, a number of our customers would allow some level of not perfect product in the good stream, the past stream. What we're seeing now is there's really been a huge trend that people are looking for higher and higher quality requirements. So the amount of bad product that is now allowed in the good stream is significantly gone down. And the customers that we have are much more concerned about their reputation than they were 4 or 5 years ago. They're concerned about the quality of the product. Green beans is a great example. We've continued to refine the capabilities that we have in our equipment to make sure that we reduce any type of imperfection in green beans to the point that basically there are no imperfections. What you've got is people, all of the salmonella and E. coli things have really concerned a lot of our customers about the quality of the products because they've seen the damage that has been done in the marketplace when people have had bacteria associated with their products. We cannot see bacteria at this point in time, but we can see a lot of the carriers. And some of the carriers of bacteria are things like mice, as an example, things like insects carry some bacteria, salamanders carry some bacteria. We've done a lot to be able to find those things that carry bacteria and viruses into products, and we can remove them. In fact, we actually came out with a product that we call a fluororaptor, and that allows us to fluoresce chlorophyll. And when we see chlorophyll, we can then remove anything else that would not be containing chlorophyll from the product stream. So things like lettuce is an example, which has the potential of having animals in the product stream, we easily remove the animals or animal parts from the product stream because they don't contain chlorophyll. So we continue to innovate, and we think that in this period of time, that's one of the things that our competition has failed to do. We're innovating very, very hard, and we believe our competition has not done it, which puts us in a situation that we believe coming out of this recession will be even in a stronger place than we are now.
Great. And perhaps you can walk us a little bit through some of the experience of your management team.
We've got a really strong management team. A lot of our management team has actually come from the semiconductor industry, and most of us that are at Key Technology, with a couple of exceptions, have been here less than 4 years. And what this has actually done is, because we've come from the semiconductor industry, not only do we know technologies that were not known previously in the food industry, but we also bring a set of methodologies, things like mean time between failure and in ways of computing that were not known in the food industry. So we've used that experience. John Boutsakaris came from Hewlett-Packard. We find that his experience has been very helpful in terms of driving some of our technology forward. Ed Wagner has come from a number of semiconductor companies, and his experience in terms of improving our operations has been a huge effort in making our operations better and much more modern than they've been in the past. Dennis Hopwood, who's come to us from a number of different high-tech industries in human resources, knew how to go and get those high-tech technologies and bring them into the business, and we've done a lot of that in the last few years. So we think we've really developed a quality workforce in this business, and we believe it'll make us the kind of company that we want to be.
And what objectives has management set forth for the next 12 to 24 months?
Good question. In this economy, I mean, one of the things that we do, and we as management team do not own a lot of the stock. About 78% of our stock is owned by institutional investors. But I can tell you, we run this company as if we own the company. So one of the things that we are absolutely committed to doing during this period of time is obviously take the right type of cost out that are necessary when things are soft, but don't dismantle the company so that we cannot figure out a way to get out of and grow when the recession's over. As any other businesses out there, things are soft, and so we're taking appropriate actions wherever they're necessary to maintain our profitability and particularly maintain our cash flow. One of the things that Jack Aaron and I pay a lot of attention to is cash. We have virtually no debt at this point in time. We have cash on our balance sheet. And being a small tech, company, to have no debt and to have cash on our balance sheet is really a terrific position to be in. We're not concerned about having to go out and mortgage our future. What we're really doing right now is we're running the business from a cash flow standpoint. Now, 24 months out, I'm really expecting that this period of uncertainty will be behind us, and I think at that point in time we'll be in a robust position to grow much faster than our competition can.
Good. And tell us, before we conclude, what are some of the key reasons that the company Key Technology represents a good long-term investment to investors?
I think there's one, and I really do, and I think that any investor looking at us really needs to focus on this. We are the only publicly traded company that is committed to improving food quality and food safety. And the technology that we have and what we're doing in terms of improving food quality and food safety are things that the marketplace needs and wants right now. And when you go and look at the marketplace that we're in, do we have competition? Yes. It's all private, and it's all European, and they're all struggling at this point in time. But if someone wants to invest in food quality improvements and food safety improvements, we are the only real investment that they can make. And as a number of people have said recently, in a recession, you can give up your car, you can give up your computer, you can give up buying a flat panel television, but guess what you're not going to give up? You're not going to give up buying food, and you want that food to be high quality, and you want your family to be safe. I don't want to suggest in any way that we are recession-proof, but we are in a position in an industry and in a marketplace that we believe is going to be here for a long time.
Well, great, and I really appreciate the update on the company, Mr. Kemp.
Thank you very much.